impersonalist, we call them as Atmaram. That satisfaction also is complacency.
Yeah, because they don't do anything spiritual. They just don't do anything material, right? That's all. You know, and so that spiritual meaning means you're taking spirituals meaning not material. But that's a negative definition. Can I say happiness is not being unhappy? No, it's a different experience. Like that. So they're called transcendentalists because they're not materially involved. But they're not actually spiritually involved. Spiritual in that they've come to the Brahman understanding. Right? So they're seeing the Lord through Brahman. So in that way it is devotional service. Sorry. But they themselves do not identify it as devotional service, so they don't get the devotional benefit. You understand? It means whatever is going on in this world, it's only devotional service that makes it work. You know what I'm saying? So following the Shastras, understanding the Brahman, Pavram, Paramatma, that, understanding the Supreme, endeavoring for the Supreme, there's a whole devotional service. But unless you know it's devotional service, it doesn't give the devotional result. You get a Jata Sukriti. Therefore, their Jata Sukriti takes them to Brahman or to Paramatma. So it's only when you understand its connection with Bhagavan, then you get the Bhakti Sukriti. Does that make sense?
But it also, the liberation one attains in Vaikuntha platform. For example, there the Lord is worshipped there in majesty. When it comes to Goloka Vrindavan, the pastimes of Krishna make a lot of sense as a friend or as a child and all that. But in Vaikuntha platform, we see generally people worship the Lord for attaining liberation. Even there are many personalist devotees who want to attain Vaikuntha. But having attained Vaikuntha, what kind of activity they have managed?
In service, point is its mood. It's always they're assisting Lakshmi, right? Lakshmi, Vishwakshena, they're serving like that. But in that, that mood is always going to be that of on reverence. So they're going to be in appreciating the majesty of God. No, they appreciate it eternally. You know, eternally they appreciate it. So then they're eternally satisfied. But it's also one of the moods, just like Parakiya Ras is 100% commitment. Swakiya Ras is only 50% commitment. You understand? So therefore, you also have that mood taken more. You just remove all the five rasas, leave one, then you get Vaikuntha. Right? But it's the origin of it. Dwarka is also known as Vaikuntha, because it's from Dwarka that Vaikuntha expands. From Dwarka you get Ayodhya, you get Vaikuntha. You get the material creation. Like that. Does that make sense? Actually, from Mathura, it splits in Mathura. Because in Mathura, that's where Mahanarayan is. So from there, then it comes to the Purusha avatars, or it goes into Dwarka and out into Vaikuntha. Does that make sense? Because you have Mahanarayan, and from him you get Vasudeva, Shankarshambhuna, Nadiruddha, Dwarka. And then from there they expand again to all the different 24 in Vaikuntha.
So in Krishna book, Prabhupada explains Krishna's daily activities, you know, all the different activities Krishna does. And then Prabhupada says he's doing all these things to set an example for others. You know?
He's in Dwarka.
In Dwarka, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, as you have to, it sets an example, because Vaikuntha is the place from which you preach. Right? You're basically preaching from the Vaikuntha flag. Because you're trying to convince people that they're not this body. You're still the servant of God, God's great. You're still the Buddha, he's bigger than everybody. It's not a thing to do that. So that's the main platform of preaching. But at the same time, as Gaudiyas, and there's something beyond that. There's something more. There's that plus more. So then, because that's your first, like, foothold in the spiritual world. But we don't get distracted, that's not our goal.
But the eternal abode of Dwaraka also, Krishna does the same, man. Eternal abode of Dwaraka also, Krishna does the same activities like what you need.
Yeah, because that's the thing, it's Vaidhi. The devotees, you have to have a medium through which to express rasa. So therefore, in Vaikuntha, it's Vaidhi. Right? It means they're comfortable in the rules, because then it's clear what happens. means it's just like this. If you have a rule, I should do this, it takes a certain amount of affection to commit to the rules. But even if things, let us just say, are not going so smoothly, like in the material world, but it's that commitment to duty that takes you on. You get that emotional feeling that I'm doing the right thing, that satisfaction, I'm doing the right thing. Even if the other party isn't responding well, I'm taking care of my kids, I'm bringing them up, I'm educating them, even if they don't care about me, right? Does that make sense? That you need that, but if it's going to be spontaneous, means it could be anything happening at any time, that takes complete affection. Because anything that's done, it has to be based on the person, not on the rule. You know what I'm saying? So the direct personal relationship is therefore more prominent. It's not that they're not. If you study very closely, you'll see even the Vaikuntha Wallas, that they have a concept of kind of more spontaneous service and that more affection and everything like that, like you see in Gopa Kumar. When he went to Vaikuntha, there were basically kind of like two groups. Those that's just strictly on reverence, and those that they practice on reverence, but they can accommodate others' moods. You know, it's just like you see there, those that's just Vishnu, that's all they worship. But there's also ones who, even though they're worshiping Vishnu, they're worshiping pastimes that Vishnu does as Vishnu. So the Madhus are like that, some of the Shris are like that. Like that. So you kind of can have those two. Those who are so much dependent upon the rules, and those who are, they express themselves through the rules, but just because they don't do it doesn't mean someone else can't do something. I mean, someone can do something different and they'll be fixed to what they're doing here, right? And there's always a thing, I do it, the whole world's got to do it. Then there's I do it, and if the whole world does it or not, I'm still going to do it. Right? Like that. So you're going to get that. But it's a mood that is being manifested. That's the point. Is that, but because we see gross matter, we always start from the external, right? And from that, by seeing the externals in all the forms, from here up to the top transcendent, and eventually we'll start perceiving the moods behind it. Because the reason Krishna is in Dwarka is a mood, or in Vaikuntha is a mood, or in Vrindavan is a mood. It's not that it's a different person. The mood's different, therefore he manifests himself differently. Does that make sense? So that's the point. If the impersonalist, their mood is different, that's why they only get to come up. But the only thing Krishna says, everyone follows my path, that means it's all devotional service. You see what I'm saying? Anybody who's progressing, going forward, right? There is a concept of stream, so it's devotional service. Anyone who's going the other way is because it's not. Does that make sense? So the impersonalists progress because they actually perform devotional service. That's the impersonalist, not my body. The impersonalist, that's why it's so easy for them to take up devotional service. Or the yogis have progressed to see devotional service, but they don't realize it. Therefore, it's easy for them to take it up and receive karma. Or someone who's worshipping the Lord in one form, and then they meet another, then they could move. They may not. Murari Gupta didn't, but Baladev and Krishna did. Because they're actually within the path of devotional service. They don't see it. You know, the ducks are eating prasad. They don't know this. They're not going, hey, prasad, come. You know, they're just eating it. So, therefore, it gives them human birth. It doesn't give them devotional service. So, that's the point, is that you get out of it. What is there? Piety, you get human birth. You're following Shastra, you're dedicated, you're following the spiritual master, you know, there's some concept of the spring that moves forward, the spirit. Like that. But they don't see it as spiritual, so they don't get the spiritual result.
But in the beginning you were making a point that Krishna sees everything as spiritual. Why is there a difference between fire and iron rod put in fire? They are not the same number.
They're not the same, but they're not different. As far as tattva, they're not the same. But as far as rasa, they're the same. Because right? Otherwise, how does 1/10,000 the tip of the hair make friendship with unlimited? What's the common point? saying? So it's rasa that the commonality. Right? Man, women are two different species, nothing to do with each other. There's a commonality in rasa. So everything, the common point is the rasa. So that's why there's a difference. We use tattva to break the material understanding. We use rasa to encourage the spirit. So we use them both, but depending upon what's needed, we use that more or less. So if people are too materialistic, we don't talk about it. Like when we preach, you know, very straight, we use the Navakarmaya. There's no rasa in there. But when we're talking to devotees, we use dasamukha. Madhvacharya is known for destroying the impersonalist viewpoint. Navakarmayas are what Lord Chaitanya gave him. Right? But then the other acharyas, the Rupa and them, he gave the dasamukha. Like, is there a established in devotional service? You know, the process of devotional service. Like, this whole process is real. So depending on what it is, if Mayavadis walk in the room, we don't even bring up rasa. We bring up happiness, we bring up satisfaction, we think of all nice words that they'll think, yes, I like this. But we don't bring up rasa. So for them, rasa is mine. Yeah. Funny, happiness is a taste, it is a rasa, but that's okay. Atmarama is okay. It's also a rasa, it's also a taste. But that's the point. They're smart, but they're not that smart. Right? Because they only want to be that smart. They want to be smart. Because they want their particular thing. They don't want the absolute.
Maharaj, I was reading yesterday that Kapila is telling his mother Devi about the form of Lord Vishnu. Although he says my past tense, he says related, but continually he is telling her to surrender to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Kapila doesn't have a channel of both.
But the point is that Vishnu, it's a form, but that's not the point. The point is there's a distinction between Paramatma and Bhagavan. So he's saying my, he's explaining the Lord in the heart. He says surrender to Vishnu, but Lord in the heart is Vishnu. But he's making a distinction. It's a distinction between Bhagavan and Paramatma. So you should worship Bhagavan, not Paramatma. But you see Paramatma as a stage of his coming. Right? First one sees Krishna in everything. That's the personal Brahman. Then you have the personal Paramatma. It's Krishna in it. Then the Bhagavan. The gopis see a tree. They see Krishna in it. Right? So they see everything, but from the Bhagavan fashion. Seeing Krishna in everything. But that's why the Bhagavatam is the last canto and even part of this canto. It's still dealing with creation, it's still dealing with the Dhammadaksha Vishnu. The Virat Purush. So Virat basically and the Mahatma are the same thing. Because the primary creation is in Mahatattva. Right? Then only the secondary creation comes in from it. And here's we're getting to the point where it's gonna the two meet. So Brahma is able to see Krishna in everything, right? He sees earth, water, fire, air, ether, there. That's what he says, the five. Now with knowledge of the five, then he's able to perform. So, seeing that, yeah, so that's all there. So the Mahat and the Virat are the same. But, you know, there's some difference, because you're looking at it as Mahat, more is that the living entities with time and that, and false ego have come into material energy. And they have the enjoying mood, but they don't have a specific concept of what it is. They're in that mood, right? You know, just like you feel good in the evening, and then you think later, which I should do. You know what I'm saying? So living entities like that, but no form. Right? So Garbhodaksha and Vishnu then creates the primary creation, which all forms in every mood, and that makes possible the living entity, therefore, can express that Vasudev suffered through, right, works. Does that make sense? What we see is the Vasudev Sattva still is active. So that principle is at least potential activity, because Vasudev is passive. So Darshan is gross matter in the false ego. That's inactive. The field of activities doesn't do anything. It just exists. We operate the field. Then you get the experience. Chaitanya's dress was the color of the rising sun. You know, you see that there comes a point where it's very brilliant and there's a light right there. So there's more red in it. This is less red. Okay, that's better. It's got more red.
There's more than that?
Yeah, I said it has more than this. Well, this is a little bit too red. Yeah, when is this? Cotton won't hold yellow. It always loses yellow. Or silk doesn't hold red.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to use those things. Because I think it's very you lose a lot of silk. But you just find something like that. You want to pick a color, then it should be more. You start with this, and then you go whatever direction it goes. Like that. That's the stretch. That's more of course.
Yeah. say Raghunuga, that's where the mark is also
called. So what is Raghunuga?
Raghunuga is... You have to remember, Raghunuga is 51% of the three quarters of Raghunuga. Pretty big. So you have to decide where you want to be in your land. Do you want to be somewhere there? Or do you want to be somewhere there? And you have to remember that the blood, especially the wild blood, is very important. Because there's so many rules there. You're not wild. You don't have any blood to do. Vaikuntha doesn't really matter. If you're loyal to Vishnu, it doesn't matter. From one plant to the other, you know, they don't care. You know, you have the Shunga, you have Ayurveda, you have this and that. They're happy. So they're loyal to Vishnu. So if you're loyal to Vishnu, okay, which part of it? So just say Raghavendra, just say Vishnu. It's very personal, so you're not loyal to a specific person. It's personal, so you're not in control. There's no change. Not if you want to be a drug. Change parties, but it's very simple. That's why we focus on Sakana Bhakti, we follow the expert, we follow what the Acharya says. Because when you get there, you have to be able to follow what the Acharya says. You've been picked up on the clutter by one Acharya, and then after you've been picked up, if somebody else comes along and says they have something to hire, nobody would have done it. Stay with your life. No one in the Vedic culture is there. You're initiated in one line of the Vedas in a particular chakra. If you lead that to another one, then you have a head of the line. Like your Gautamiya chakra, Jaimini chakra, you know, this chakra, Bhadrakai chakra, they're the head, you need them for someone else, then why you want to be someone. You'll need Bhadrakai like you. Just as someone said, oh, this is that.
can sing it for
your phone?
I have phone.
Yeah.